Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be morning fog burning off, then sunny, high close to 80. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature 57, 58 in Burlington, 63 Milwaukee. It's 60 at this hour in Racine. A two-vehicle crash in Racine last night at 17th Street and Taylor Avenue, sending several people to the hospital, including at least two with serious injuries. Police and firefighters responding to what turned out to be a car and a truck that collided, from which one driver, a male in his 60s, was taken to Ascension All Saints Emergency with what was described as a scalping injury to the right side of his head. A woman suffered head, leg, neck, and other injuries. Three city rescue squads and a paramedic unit from South Shore and Mount Pleasant involved in that response. Details from the police investigation, though, have not yet been released. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, with help from the FBI, is after those responsible for that triple homicide at the Great Lakes Dragaway the evening of August the 13th. Members of a Kenosha clergy group, meanwhile, seeking peace and a reduction in gun violence, that during a prayer vigil held last night.
Let us pledge to seek peace as best we are able. Let us pledge that the lives of David Watson, Khalid Howard, and Derek Edwards will not be in vain. We give thanks to God for their lives. We pledge that we will live lives that honor all and not perpetuate violence.
That is Marita Huff from Emmanuel United Methodist Church, who was joined by about a dozen others in the Congregations United to Serve Humanity vigil last night, held at Summers Community Church, not far from the racetrack. Meanwhile, the FBI offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the gunman. Racine's Public Works and Services Committee has approved the recommendation of Illinois-based FGM Architects to do a detailed study, including financial options, on the public safety building in Racine, which has housed the police and fire departments since the late 1960s. City Purchasing Agent Kathy Casper explaining that FGM has a solid track record with such projects.
We were a little bit more impressed with FGM Architects. They seem to be a little bit more forward-thinking and come up with some just really kind of nifty ideas for space and space usage. They seem to know police usage of a building on a very intimate level. That's kind of what swayed our decision, I would have to say.
While FGM was recommended over a Wisconsin company, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag pointed out that Rossi Construction on Phillips Avenue in Racine will do the cost analysis. The safety building is a priority in what will be the analysis of all the police and fire department facilities. The full council at its September 5th meeting expected to approve the committee's recommendation. The Racine Water Utility has been formally approached by the Village of Mount Pleasant for a water supply to land at what could be the location for the Foxconn Technology Group's planned LCD panel manufacturing campus. There was a closed session of the Racine Water Works Commission at which it's believed there was consideration of an agreement between the two municipalities for the utility to prepare a Lake Michigan diversion application to the DNR. BizTimes is quoting General Manager Keith Haas as saying the diversion would involve roughly 1,772 acres east of the interstate, south of Highway 11, north of Highway KR. It's part of the Des Plaines River watershed. Haas indicates it could be 12 months for DNR approval, depending on the level of review, Mount Pleasant paying for the application, and related studies. Waukesha-based Rueckert & Mielke, approved by the Waterworks Commission to provide expertise related to the Foxconn project.
As negotiations continue between Racine County Economic Development Corporation and Foxconn, likely we will be tasked with coming up with answers to questions. And as we don't have a lot of engineering staff lying around ready to answer those questions, we have a proposal from Rueckert & Mielke to represent the Waterworks Commission and help us answer questions that may arise during negotiations or discussions between.
That's Keith Haas. The Memorandum of Understanding signed by state and company officials calls for Wisconsin to help secure a minimum of 1,000 acres for the project. With the clock ticking toward what could be the eventual decision regarding where to put the Foxconn plant, got more local government closed-door meetings taking place. The Racine County Board has a committee of the whole at 5:30 tonight. The agenda listing about 45 minutes behind closed doors with just one item, the investment of public funds regarding competitive economic development opportunities in the Village of Mount Pleasant. There will not be a return to open session afterward and no comments, as usual, afterward. And an upcoming event in the town of Burlington will highlight important ways of protecting waterways adjacent to farmland. The producer-led Watershed Protection Committee of Racine County will have what it's calling a field day from 9 a.m. till noon September the 7th to demonstrate the success and benefits of protecting stream banks from erosion, installing grass buffers along rivers and streams. It'll take place in a field along Hoosier Creek just south of the Weiss Farm and the 4500 block of Highway J. The importance of improving water quality with conservation practices vital to keeping soil out of the waterways, according to a news release from the Office of County Executive Jonathan Delagrave. The Racine Unified School District to formally dedicate the new Real School location at the Sportsplex site in Sturtevant's Renaissance Business Park with a 4 p.m. ceremony today to be followed by guided tours. Site has undergone remodeling work over the past several weeks. The Real School, part of the Career Pathway Program for grades 6 through 12, and will work closely with Gateway Technical College's nearby S.C. Johnson IMET Center at the south end of Renaissance Business Park. Meanwhile, tonight at 7:30 in the Hoods Creek Room, Building 2 at Racine Unified's Administrative Services Campus, the Board of Education will meet to review the state's proposed omnibus motion for an Opportunity Schools Partnership Program and creation of a new school district with state oversight. The Joint Finance Committee recommends in the next two-year budget, though, that RUSD get a one-year delay on the OSPP proposal. Business and property owners along Eaton Lane from Rapids Drive to the cul-de-sac in Racine all telling the Public Works and Services Committee through a petition they do not want their street resurfaced in 2018, as was recommended months ago and approved by the Common Council. It's one of the two border projects the city was planning to do with Mount Pleasant. Engineer John Rooney explaining this street has been put off maybe four times in his 17 years on the job.
And the big problem with doing a project like this is you need a dance partner. And we haven't had one with Mount Pleasant recently, because we're certainly not going to pave half a roadway, and they're not going to pave half a roadway either.
Meanwhile, Alderman Sandy Widener said the property owner cited the assessment cost and the fact it's not a thoroughfare.
Well, it's not a street that typically residents would drive through to get to another destination. It's specific to the destination, not that. And that's part of the problem is there is a cul-de-sac at that end of there, and the business at the end of the 2011-2017, that was the biggest concern about having trucks come in 6 days a week and not being able to get access, because there is no other access except off Rapids Drive onto Eaton Lane.
The committee ending up unanimously supporting a motion to rescind previous council approval to resurface Eaton Lane next year, something the full council will have to decide next week. In Pleasant Prairie, the Plan Commission recommends approval of the conceptual plan and the related comprehensive plan amendment for a big subdivision south of the Heritage Valley subdivision.
Since the original Heritage Valley was platted in 1993, additional phases were not developed. U.S. Shelter Companies has purchased 24 acres of that land, with plans for 45 single-family home lots and three outlots. The development will be constructed in three phases and will be located south of 89th Place. According to village officials, the subdivision, when it's completed, could increase the village's population by about 120 people. Several people who spoke during a public hearing expressed concerns about traffic problems at the entrance to the subdivision on Highway C. Officials plan to work with Kenosha County to address problems with traffic flow in that area. The recommendation will be reviewed by the full village board at their meeting September 18th. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And with a relatively short amount of time before the special election for mayor of Racine, the local branch of the NAACP, along with the Racine Public Library and other community organizations, have scheduled now a series of community forums. The first to be held on September the 9th at the George Bray Neighborhood Center, the YMCA George Bray Neighborhood Center, on Center Street from 11 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Now, this is a Saturday. The next one of these will be on September the 12th at the Cesar Chavez Community Center at Douglas Park from 6 to 8 p.m. That'll be followed September the 30th, a forum at the Dr. John Bryant Community Center on 21st Street from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And the final forum is October the 12th at the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center on King Drive from 6 to 8 p.m. The candidates will be answering questions and have a chance to discuss their views on various issues. Of course, the primary to reduce the list of six candidates down to two, that is scheduled for September the 19th. The general election with the final two candidates for mayor will be October the 17th. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.